Hello, this is Ron Risman at CamerTown.com. Today is Wednesday, May 30th. No news yesterday, so I skipped the podcast, but today, tons of news. Pentax today announced the K7 14.6 megapixel digital SLR. This is a magnesium alloy body camera that's weather, dust, and cold resistant. It shoots at 5.2 frames per second, has a 1/1/8000th of a shutter speed, top shutter speed, 11-point autofocus. It has new features, high dynamic range image capture, where it'll automatically capture three images and then can merge them into an HDR image. It has an electronic level built into it to keep your images steady. And it also does HD movie recording up to 1536 by 1024 resolution in the 3:4 format, or 1280 by 720 resolution, which is 720p, in the 16:9 format. It has HDMI output, a 3-inch VGA 920,000 pixel LCD, and it's going to retail for $1,299.95 for the body only when it ships in July. And then the 18 to 55mm lens will be $199, and a 50 to 200mm lens will be $249, also shipping in July. And let's not forget, it has built-in image stabilization, which works with all lenses. So it's going to be quite a camera. It doesn't do 1920 by 1280, which is the 1080p resolution, but it does do 720 and to a degree 1080i resolution. So quite a camera. I'm looking forward to hopefully testing this when it comes out in July or August. And well, let's move on from this. Panasonic announced two of the world's lightest full HD camcorders, the HDC SD10 and the HDC TM10. Both of these are ultra-compact camcorders. They have 16x optical zoom lenses, advanced optical image stabilization. They record at full HD resolution, which is 1920 by 1080. And it has a new feature called 3-second pre-record. Now, some of the other digital cameras have had this feature in the past. I know Olympus did this with a few of their models. It actually, when you're in pre-record mode, it records always like 3 seconds worth of video that's always going through the buffer. So when you're actually, let's say, watching a kid playing hockey and you don't want to start recording till he starts moving down the ice, or you're waiting for him to score the goal because every time they get down the end you're hoping they're going to score but they don't, when you hit the record button, if you're in pre-record mode, it'll tack on 3 seconds prior to when you hit the record button to your video. So in it, you can capture that winning goal or the winning touchdown or whatever it may be while you normally would have missed it prior to that. Both models basically offer the same features. The only difference between them is the SD10 has an SD-SDHC card slot, no memory built in, so you've got to add in your 2 gig, 4 gig, 8 gig, whatever it is, memory card. The TM10 has 8 gigs built in, plus it has the SD-SDHC card slot. So both very similar camcorders. Pricing has not yet been announced, but two very, very nice audio two very nice high-definition camcorders. And then lastly in the news, Epson unveiled four new all-in-one photo printers today. The NX-115, which is going to be $69.95, the NX-215, which is $89.95, the NX-415, which will be $99.95, and the NX-515, which will be $149.95. So four printers under $150 that'll do the, you know, typical multifunction, the copying, scanning, printing. The top end might do faxing. I haven't looked at the specs right now. But come on over to CamerTown.com. We have information right on the front page on all three of these items, all three of these news items anyways. And there's four printers, two camcorders, and one digital SLR from Pentax. So quite a lot of it happening in the news today. I'm talking way faster than my tongue will allow. So I'll end it here, and I'll say have a great night, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.